Nelson Riddle is recognized as one of the foremost arrangers in popular music history. According to WNYC's Jonathan Schwartz, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, and Nelson Riddle stand, in my judgment, at the spine of American popular music. Check out more episodes right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
K-A-K-U.
I just fill awkward silences with my laughter.
88.5 FM. It's time to pound the poi on the local show. K-A-K-U-F-M Kahului Maui, the voice of Maui.
It's not pure awareness. It's not pure awareness. It's the local show right here on the local show. It's me, Brother Tony Midnight, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui, broadcasting out of Akaku Maui Community Media Center in downtown Kahului. Their road, yes, sir. I had forgotten to change that. Why is this so loud here? Hold on a second here. I'll tell you. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Test. Why is that too loud? My earphones are too loud. All right, we're back here. It's New Year, everybody. It's the New Year. You're back on the local show with me, about 20 midnight. We're broadcasting out of Akaku Maui Community Media Center in downtown Kahului, Dara Road. Chihu, we ain't getting no call from Marlon yet. I don't know where he is. He's probably taking a bath. He's taking a shower out there, everybody. We got some things to get through. I haven't even set up here for the Maui News. Let's take a look and gather here in the Maui News. I hope everybody had a rocking New Year's Eve. I hope everybody was safe out there. Hope you're safe. You have to be safe. You gotta be safe. A lot of people weren't safe out there this year. We had the news over there in Oahu. Sent out a lot of positive mana to the family involved in that situation out there in Oahu. Hey, you know, this the gamble, you guys. People take, we have all this stuff. We got people come in from whatever shipment or whatever comes in. How it gets in here, I don't know. By ship, by plane, by air, by land, by sea, I don't know. One of those other things. And this over here, they make it. I'm out there New Year's Eve. I'm watching. I'm sitting down. I ain't lighting too much fireworks. We got some roses and some sparklers. That's all I had. That's all we had over here. I bought some fountains. Some of them sparkler fountains that shoot up in the sky. Not too high. Just, you know, get high. And pop, 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 like that. But that's what we had. Well, everybody around us in the neighborhood went nuts. I swear to God, I believe at midnight, it was absolutely bonkers. I didn't take a good 360 directly at midnight, but everybody, as soon as the countdown was there, as soon as that last 10 seconds, they're already taking off. The whole sky is burning. The smoke cloud is created, the man-made smoke. After everything had cleared, I went out in the backyard. I looked at the sky over Kahului. I looked at the sky over Kihei. And I saw that every year, no miss. It's a no-miss situation, everybody. Every year, it's a no-miss situation. I tell you what.
Tiptoe through the window.
Get to the new year.
With me.
And you know what I did not see? What I did not see out there. What I did not see out there, okay? Straight up is I did not see any drones. Well, at least not the type of drones that have been showing up over there on the East Coast in the past couple of weeks. What's going on out there, everybody? What is it, Star Wars? Is it Star Wars out there? Is that what's going on? I cannot believe it's in the news. It's in the news. I didn't see anything like that here over the island of Maui, or no news of anything like that. There was drones out there. It was the kids that had their drones. They got it for Christmas. They opened up. They put AA batteries in there, and they flew up in the sky. I took a picture of the entire island going nuts. I saw a video of, video of Oahu. And there's always videos that pop up in Oahu over the New Year's. Gotta have one drone that be in the air over, I don't know what town in Oahu it was, but who's going down to the hotels? Who's going down there? Who's going down to Maui, Wailea Maui side? They had their fireworks display at midnight. I know that. But a lot of the people did not, I don't know, any locals over there, hey, we'll go there. Maybe the ones that don't enjoy their next door neighbor popping firecrackers for 30 minutes. Well, actually all night. Everybody sporadically all night long was setting off stuff. You know how it is in Hawaii all night long. It's sectional, you know. It's 10 o'clock. Okay, we'll light this up. It's 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. Okay, we'll light this one up. But sound like a war zone out there. Sound like a war zone. In my neighborhood, I saw fire trucks. I saw ambulances. I saw police officers in the patrol cars. They're all driving around the neighborhood, and all I see, like in the distance, while they're driving up, pow. Boom! In the sky. Illegals. you gotta love it. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. It's the local show with me, Baratoni Midnight KKU. I'm playing some 90s rock today. Like here, Alice in Chains with Sick Man right here on the local show. After this song, I'll be right back with some weather report right here for Maui County. Second, I'm back on the air right here on the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui, broadcasting out of Akaku Maui Community Media Center in downtown Kahului, Dara Road, Chihu.
Chihu.
Chihu, yay, Male!
Hello, Tony. Happy New Year.
You can shoot me.
Tell me that. I'm going to give you buck. Quiet.
Huh?
I'm telling you, stop it.
I don't know. How was your New Year's?
All right, Tony, and you.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
I don't know. I'm about done with all this takaing, man. You know, the la 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 bang, bang, boom, boom, boom out there in the sky. I'm getting tired of that one.
I know that, man.
You know that, man. How much boom, boom, bang, bang in the sky you guys had to deal with?
No, yeah. Do
that. On your neighborhood. No, I'm not saying you do that. I say everybody else in the neighborhood do that. You was awake at midnight. You were sleeping. What you was doing?
Yeah, I was sleeping. I was watching TV.
You
still
watching TV. You heard them outside. You heard the boom, 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 bang, bang, bang outside in the sky.
Yeah, I did. But I still have last night. That guy at 12 o'clock at night.
12 o'clock at night, you heard the bang, bang, boom, 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 bang, boom, 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 pow, 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 pow.
Yes, Tony.
You heard him. I saw him. I was outside.
I know that.
I saw him outside. You know what? A little too much. Little too much, everybody. Come on. Hey, that's too much. Hey, you guys. Hey, you can still water. And I see, like, you know, I just enjoying. I playing with my sparkler. And then you guys still over here going like this. The boom, 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 boom. Throwing things in the sky. Shooting things in the sky with your kind, your little illegal, the kind thing, thingamajigs, your gizmos and gadgets. I heard one that go. Look like the bugger was going to go up in the sky and it looked like it was going to come back down in somebody's face. No, thank you.
The weather report yet on the chair.
Weather report. Okay, it's time for the afternoon weather report right here on the local show. KAKU 88.5 FM. The voice of Maui. And today is January 2025. It's Thursday, the second day of the new year, Maui. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Pretty yeah, soon, you know what that means? You know what that means? Pretty soon, Halloween?
2025.
Yeah, pretty soon, Halloween. All right, good job.
Yeah, 2024, January 2nd.
Good job, yay. Okay, this afternoon for Kahului right now, it's 83 degrees and sunny. Northeasterly winds at 18 miles per hour. Tonight, gonna be 65 degrees, getting cold. That's cold for me. That's cold for this Hawaiian Filipino. I tell you what. How about you, Mane? Kind of cold for you.
Yeah, man.
You gotta wrap up like on patele.
Yeah, man.
Wrap up like on patele. That's all you can do. For this afternoon right now in Hana, 78 degrees and gonna be 68 in the evening. Looks like rainy out there. So be careful. I'm not sure though. I don't live on that side of the island. So it could be raining and it might not be raining. I don't know. They always tell me over here, it's the raining in Hana. Maybe where the trees there get rain. Where the trees there, huh? What you think?
Yeah, man.
Kaanapali on the west side of the island this afternoon. It's 81 degrees and sunny. East winds at 15 miles per hour. It's going to be 71 degrees this evening. Mostly clear skies. East, southeasterly winds at 13 miles per hour. Over in Kihei right now on the south side of the island. Let me click on this button real quick. Okay, 83 degrees right now and sunny. North-northwest winds at 12 miles per hour. It's going to be 66 degrees with clear skies. And north winds at 9 miles per hour for the evening. Oh no, I live in Kihei. Oh no, I can't get my soft blanket, man. Cozy blanket, gotta get your cozy blankets out. Let's real quick, let's see what it is in cooler right now, because that's the top. It's right before I call outside, you know, 71 degrees right now and sunny. It's gonna be 53 in the evening with clear skies. Hardly any wind, so it's just, you know, steady, chill air. Enjoy, everybody, enjoy. And last but not least, for Wailuku Town, 80 degrees and sunny. Northeast winds at 17 miles per hour and 66 degrees in the evening, mostly clear skies. North-northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. And that's the afternoon weather report right here on the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Yay!
Yeah!
Happy Halloween 2025!
Happy New Year!
Happy Halloween 2025!
Ah, stop in the Halloween, the New Year.
Oh, no!
How do you put your trousers on, son?
Sir?
Over those big balls of yours.
That's right, buddy. What's up, Yosemite?
Kitty free, loopet, rat, written, hitting, bloats.
So, now what?
Ah, stop it. What is the news today, Tony?
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I don't know. I never even look at the news yet.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, get in the news. You tell me what you heard.
Stop it.
Tell me what you heard lately. What you heard so far?
What about Jimmy Carter, man?
Oh, he passed away the other day.
I know that. I heard that too.
Yeah, we're not talking about that on Monday.
I don't know.
Yeah, remember, I was here Monday, you know.
What?
I was here on Monday and you never called Monday.
No, I never.
What?
I never called Monday because I heard about the television.
What are you talking about? I was here Monday, you didn't call. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
The thing was unplugged, I had to plug them back in, then you didn't call.
Yeah, I did.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, so now you're there. You recall on Monday, remember when we talked about Jimmy Carter, Mr. President, Mr. 100 years old. It will be 100 years old. Can you believe that?
I know that, Putin.
I know that, Putin. 100, that's a long life, man. He did a lot of good in life. Let me tell you about that. What a great guy, man. Okay, so I do have one piece of news to get out there before we hit to the next break. Local nonprofit Malama Maui Nui is encouraging volunteers to start the new year by joining a Pulehu Road cleanup from 8 a.m. to noon Saturday, January 4th. That's this Saturday. It's coming Saturday. Pulehu Road, that's the kind by, you know, right by the kind, the new Safeway, going towards the trash dump over there. That's where it's still gonna be. That's where they're gonna clean up. The kind gets get trash on the side of the road and everything like that. That's why, you know, people go over there. They go throw away what they toss on the side of the road. Microwave.
Yeah, man.
Make the island look ugly. I don't like microwave my food in the middle of the road.
Yeah, man.
On the side of the road, you know, we get refrigerator on the side of the road. I'm not planning on chilling my beer in the refrigerator on the side of the road. No, thank you very much. This is trouble, brother. You know, we're driving the kind from home. We get dropped off at work just the other day before the new year. And driving on the road, I look on the side of the road. Okay, this is a Maui Veterans Highway, aka Mokulele Highway. To me, it's gonna be Mokulele forever. But you guess they call them Maui Veterans, go ahead. But you stay over there, okay? Stay driving down the road. And I look on the side of the road. And if I never see one wash and one dry, I just dump over there. I'm like, whoa, who's still washing their clothes over here on the side of the road? Not me. How come you put them over there? I go and I look at him and say, maybe I get a chance for put them in the dryer. I'll dry my clothes. My clothes kind of wet. I'll throw them in the dryer and dry them up. But kind of hard to do that when the dryer's in two pieces.
No, man.
God, fun it. Anyways, the event organizers for this event coming up at the Pulehu Road cleanup with Malama Maui Nui, they request volunteers to wear closed-toed shoes. Closed toe, that kind, gotta wear that kind shoes, no sandals, no slipper. Shoes. Put on your slip shoes, whatever. Get a head covering because it might be hot that day. Might be hot. Let me see where the weather forecast for Saturday for Kahului. That says Kahului side, that's right. Let me go look real quick. Let me go look. What does it look like for Saturday? Gonna be hot and sunny. See? 83 degrees on sunny. So you gotta wear a hat. Gotta wear a beanie. Gotta wear a cover. You get a cowboy hat? Wear a cowboy hat. Make like you stay in the old west, picking up old vintage buried treasure or something like that. You know, still with I say buried treasure, that's pirate. No, what they find? Looking for the gold. If only you were scrap metal. Like, oh, I like to take this to the scrap metal. They go, kind of different from the mainland. The mainland, you can go scrap metal and make big money, you know. Because plenty of people are going to throw away their cast iron stove on the side or something like that, you know. They say here, head covering, sunglasses, sunscreen, and or long sleeve shirt, cleaning supplies, and PPE will be provided. Water and snacks will also be available. The event is a partnership with Palehu Posse. For more information, call 808-877-2524. Go pick up the kite. What a trash on the side of the road. That's what a metal stay. When the metal stay, everybody go over there. Oh, stop. I had to tear down my shack in my backyard because I'm going to buy one new one. What I going to do? I'm going to put them in a truck and go in the middle of the night, go over there on the side of the road and throw them over there on the side of the road. Thank you for making the island look ugly. You guys are the best to all the people that go out there and make any kind of throw over there. We're going to throw them over there. We're going to throw them over here. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with that, bro? Just gonna dump them over here. You know what people dump a lot of too on the side of the road? Cars. Hey, you know how much cars there on the side of the road over there? It's rusted. Look at the guys, they're growing into the weeds already. And it's becoming the part of the island, man. Make them look like, oh, something might happen on the island. It's some kind of post-apocalyptic thing. Cars rusted in the middle of the wasteland. What used to be known as a sugarcane fields. I look up there. You see that too, driving on the highway, Mount Vernon's Highway, and just look on the side of the road. Oh, bus-up car. Oh, nice, yeah, pretty, eh? Yeah? Some pretty the island look with bus-up car.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know that, man. What you gonna do? You gonna clean them up?
No, I'm not going to pick them up.
No, you're not going to pick them up. Well, we got to get somebody out there for pick them up then. Who are you going to call? Me. Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, you call the Ghostbusters, we're going to move them. They're going to use the ray guns, we'll move them, man. There you go. They're going to evaporate them.
No, they're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that. We'll keep it locked here on the local show with me, Baratoni Midnight, KAKU 88.5 FM. The voice of Maui. Here's some music by Hedwig and the Angry Inch with Wicked Little Town. Blowing round.
crew.
Maui County boards and commissions need volunteers for more than 40 panels, including Liquor Control Commission, Maui Planning Commission, Police Commission, Salary Commission, Urban Design Review Board, Fire and Public Safety Commission, and others. Applications are accepted year-round to fill vacancies. Responsibilities include hearing public testimony, reviewing policies and standards, and making recommendations. Positions are appointed by the mayor, confirmed by Maui County Council, and have terms lasting 2 to 5 years. For a full list of vacancies, descriptions of the boards and commissions, and to apply online, visit mauicounty.gov/boards.
Aloha, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and muckraker from bradblog.com, and yes, the host of the Bradcast. Join me every night at 5 p.m. for investigative interviews with newsmakers and smart coverage of the day's news that you won't hear anywhere else. Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock, the Bradcast, right here on KAKU, the voice of Maui.
The County of Maui Department of Parks and Recreation, DPR, will be accepting applications for the summer 2025 tri-annual permits period. Permit applications will be accepted for recreational use of pools, gyms, fields, stadiums, and tennis courts during the summer activity period of April 16th to July 31st, 2025. Completed applications will be accepted as follows. Leagues, 8 a.m. Thursday, January 2nd, through 3 p.m. Monday, January 6th, and schools, recreational enrichment, and general use, 8 a.m. Monday, January 6th, through 3 p.m. Tuesday, January 7th. Applications must be submitted by email at dprpermits@mauicounty.gov or in person at the main DPR Permits office.
How's it? I'm Brad Tony from The Local Show. KAKU is one listener-supported station. That means that all the kind shows you hear, like me, are sponsored by you, the listener, as well as our underwriters. If you would like to help keep a voice of Maui talking loud and clear like that, go to kakufm.org/donate and give today. And don't miss The Local Show, Monday through Thursdays, live at 1 p.m. on 88.5 FM, The Voice of Maui.
Red Hot Chili Peppers on The Local Show, KAKU 88.5 FM. Thank you.
like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there. It's hard to believe that I'm all alone.
Sing it! You know this song. Come on, you grew up in the 90s too. Sing it! Sing it! No! Do it and do it now, man.
No way, man.
No way! Why not?
No.
Oh, come on, Marlon. Wait, what did you say? What did you say?
I was singing that song, man.
You know the song, okay, sing them.
Oh, no way.
But you was just singing them. We're at Hot Chili Peppers with Under the Bridge. Right here on the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM. The first year back, and I'm playing some 90s rock. I just had to. We got an update of the tragedy that happened. I'm going to read this out real quick. So, this happened over in Oahu. But, again, it could happen anywhere on New Year's Eve when people are dealing with the type of explosive fireworks that is available to the people out there. Not legally, you know, but it's there. The year's celebration turned deadly on Oahu. There's a fireworks explosion, killed at least three individuals and left more than 20 people in a serious or critical condition. This is happening in the South Lake area of Honolulu. Governor Green confirmed the fourth death from the fireworks incident in another area of the county. So there's another firework related death for New Year's Eve. And I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff, man. I'm serious. You know, what's it going to take? Me, myself, as a kid growing up back in the day, playing with these legal fireworks myself, we had bottle rockets. What family didn't have bottle rockets when you're a kid? You got to get some bottle rockets. You got some firecrackers. I almost burnt my toe off playing with a firework that fell out of my hand and went spin around and went underneath my slipper and by my big toe and burned. I was like, kicked my slipper off. The slipper went flying across the street. They had to go, like, you know, walk. I had black soot on the bottom of my toe. Lucky that guy can get callus, yeah?
Yeah, man.
That bridge of that middle piece of your big toe, between your big toe and your foot. Kind of callous a little bit, but sore, you know. You know? I tell everybody, hey, you know, had fire truck, had ambulance out there. I saw them driving around the neighborhoods. It only means one thing. Somebody even hurt themselves. I don't know exact the kind of situation here for the island of Maui. If anybody was hurt for the island of Maui, I didn't hear anything about that. A lot of this stuff here is written down was for Oahu. What about Maui? What happened to Maui? Nothing. There's nothing about Maui fireworks stuff. I don't know. I would have to look them up, that kind. I want out of place. Hold on. I get Maui News open up over here too. Let's see real quick. Maybe Maui News or something. No. They say nothing. Nothing about what kind of fireworks we get all jam up over here on Tuesday night. Tell you what. What you eat? What you need for New Year's?
What I eat? Black sushi.
Black sushi?
Yeah, man.
You eat black sushi?
Yeah, I did.
For real? Yeah. Who will go buy them? Who will buy them?
No. I think they had that for New Year's Day on New Year's Day.
No, New Year's Day? They make on themselves?
No, they did. My cousin, my sister-in-law, they went to...
They make them?
They went to eat them.
They go eat them and they make them, they eat them.
And we, yeah, eat them.
Oh, right on. And then what you want to eat?
Yeah, that's the one I had sushi and I had chow fun too, I think.
Had chow fun too?
And meatballs and chicken.
No fair. What a chow fun, bro.
The chow fun was spoiled already. The chamoy, bro.
Oh, it was spoiled too. How come it happened? You guys never cook them good.
I don't know, no, ask me.
Oh my goodness, they have the kind, you know, chow fun, you got a lot of kind, man, you gotta keep them covered, gotta keep them, if you're not gonna eat them, you gotta keep them in the, what is that one, a Tupperware?
In the icebox, but
Tupperware, boy, they put them in the icebox, but it wasn't one bowl, but it was in Tupperware. Gotta put them in the Tupperware, for keep them fresh. That's what they make Tupperware for, you know, for keep things fresh.
I know, but too long already for that.
It's too long. Why? But they cook them on Christmas Day, that's why.
No, what is Christmas Day? What? New Year's Eve.
What's New Year's Eve? They cook them. They cook them on New Year's Eve. The bugger is spoiled already. I don't know about that. That sounds kind of fishy to me. Man. You know what I had for the first time?
What?
Mickey.
Huh?
I had Mickey for the first time.
You did?
Yeah, Mickey. Too. Yeah?
I had Mickey.
Why, who make Mickey at your house?
My sister and my sister-in-law did.
They make that one. Good, yeah, that soup.
I like the Mickey.
Yeah, the Mickey soup.
Yeah, man.
There are other people out there that don't know what I'm talking about. It's a Filipino comfort soup, basically.
Yeah,
M-I-K-I, Mickey. They take get the shredded chicken and the sauce, you know, you get your chopped garlic, any kind of salad, you get your seasoning, you get your patis,
yeah, man.
Fermented shrimp, oil, not oil, sauce. Put the patis inside, you put something on that thing, another thing you put inside, make them red, and then you get the chop up noodles, and you put them inside there with the shredded, chicken. And oh my goodness, bro, broke the mouth, man, manong. Jesus, manong, I went eat Mickey. Baka was naimas.
Naimas ni Mickey, yeah.
Naimas ni Mickey, ay tayo, Jesus, this one, manong dito one, no more kwata. I want kwata. I want the Mickey now, go make for me. You know, there's the thing about Mickey, everybody. You cannot find this in any store. Or you cannot find them in any Filipino restaurant. This is a cuisine that you can only make yourself. You get plenty of recipes available online. But, like, the one I had was the bomb. I tell you that much, man. And, tell you what. Good stuff, Filipinos, man. We make some onokain grinds. My mother will make the kind. I forget to bring balon this morning today for lunch.
You forgot?
I forget to bring balon. You know what I had? Port New Year?
Yeah.
Guess what we have Port New Year?
What you had?
Casantes.
Casantes, what is that?
Pork and peas, the pork and peas.
Yeah.
Yeah, pork and peas, peas and pork, bruh. We are Filipinos. We are meat eaters. We eat the entire cow. Nothing get left unturned. We go for the snout too. We purchase everything. We go to our market. We get rabbit. Rabbit stew. Rabbit stew. We're hunting rabbits too, man.
I know that. You forget to bring balon, you said?
I forget bring balon this morning from home. For lunch, but we never have rice. I was gonna bring balon, but never have rice. So I know I forget. I said maybe I take afterwards. I go and then we had to leave already. I post shower. I was late. I had to run out. My hair was still wet. My hair was still wet from the shower. when I run out this morning.
May I ask, how's your sister doing in the hospital?
She's back home now. She's doing better. She's resting.
Oh, your sister now is resting?
She's resting at home now. She's resting. She's healing up at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did. She came back. She came back home on New Year's Eve day.
What day was that?
When was New Year's Eve? Was Tuesday, yeah? I saw. You forget what day was that? Was just the other day?
It was Wednesday. She came back.
No, Wednesday was New Year's Day. She came back New Year's Eve day. Different. Wow. Different.
Tuesday.
Yes, different, bro. Different. Different day.
Yeah.
I look in Roma Oz. Okay, Filipino am I? I look in Roma Oz. I'm looking roll. Merrily, gently down by the stream or whatever. Hey, Marlon.
What?
Sing the songs with me.
Sing it.
Sing the songs with me. Roll your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily.
Life is but a dream. Yeah, all right. Home on the range. Where the deer and the buffalo play. Until dawn is heard. Can you imagine being on the plains back in the day? You can imagine. You think you could live that way back in the day? You got a shishi on pot. You got a shishi and buru on pot, Marlon. You can't imagine living back then.
Yeah, man.
Late 1800s, early 1900s in the plantation fields. You guys get house, we go to the house, no more bathroom, no more toilet bowl, no more wash your hand kind of stuff. You give a little pot for shishi duru in. And somebody come by on the horse, and the horse and carries the kind get the trailer in the back of the horse and they collect everybody shishi duru. Ew, Marlon, ew. The gem blossoms till I hear it from you right here on the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM.
It's likely they're just jealous and jaded. Well, maybe I don't wanna take advice from fools. I'll just think that everything is cool until I hear it from you.
Until I hear it from
You're back on the local show with me, but I'll tell you, man, that KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Okay, what's the goals for? What's the goals for 2025, man? What you gonna do? You gonna go for and walk? I gotta start walking. I gotta get back in shape. I gotta be healthy. I can't stand it no more. I walk and hurt, man. Come on, it's not good, man. I gotta give up some things. What about you, man? What you gonna do? You gonna start walking?
I think so, yeah.
You think so, yeah? What you gonna do? You get your walking shoes already?
No, not yet. I gotta go therapy next Monday.
You going therapy? In the you going therapy? Yeah. They gonna do? They make you go on a walker?
Yeah, I'm going.
The machine.
I'm exercise.
You going yeah. The machine?
I'm going exercise. And the 26th.
You still leave. You no leave.
I no leave anymore.
No squat. No squat. Do squat.
No, I eat a bicycle.
You do bicycle? Oh, you ride the bicycle. Cardio. There you go, brother. That's the key. That's the key to life. I gotta be more healthy this year. You know, among all the vices that I partake in, other things I gotta give up. You know, things that. You wouldn't consider it a vice in your life, but apparently it is a vice in your life. You gotta do something about it. You gotta do something about it. It can't be helped. Well, it can be helped. You just gotta know and you gotta focus. You gotta know you got a plan of attack. You gotta have a plan of attack in life for the new year. And you gotta stick to that plan of attack. And then from there forward, you know, we'll see what happens. You get yourself healthier, you can walk a little bit better, you can breathe a little easier, you can be like, oh, you'll get to the point in your life where I'm like, I'm going to go skydiving.
Yeah, man.
You go skydiving, man, and we go.
No, I'm not going skydiving, okay?
Well, let's jump out of the plane. Let's jump out of the plane with me. Why?
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that? Okay, you know that. Okay, no skydiving there. No skydiving. Go bungee jumping off one bridge.
Stop it. No, you do that too.
Hey, no, I don't do that. You know what you're going to do? Maybe we go. Take it easy. Take it easy. Maybe you go swim in the pool.
No way.
You don't go swim? You don't swim?
I don't swim.
You can't learn how?
No.
You not learn how to swim?
I don't know how.
I don't know how to swim either. But I get in to the point where, you know, maybe stay by my neck, maybe by my chest area, the water, you know, and then I float. And nothing wrong with floating a little bit. Because the water can carry you, right? You know, get all that chlorine over there, the bugger lift your body up or something like that. I don't know what they do. They put something inside the water. And I'm gonna lift you up, and instead with that, you float, you just float. And you fall asleep. Make sure that, you know, you stay half awake, half asleep. You can do that, you know. You're capable of doing that. If you don't know how to do that, then you end up falling asleep, and you're gonna drown. No, don't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Get the raft. So people, they do the raft, you know. They can blow up the raft. They put them in the pool. They lie down on top of the raft. They fall asleep.
Not me.
Not you. Nah, because well, you know swim.
I don't swim.
Okay, and then I just gotta go on the bike then.
Yeah, man.
I gotta go get the bike. No, not on bike. I don't like going on bike. My colleague will come sore.
Yeah.
My colleague will come sore. I don't can go on a bike. My colleague will be sore all the time. Maybe one of those step machines. I gonna do a step. Like I said, rock climbing or hiking or something like that. Step. They get the kind of machine nowadays where you do the step, yeah? And you want TV in front. And they show the wilderness and make believe like, oh yeah, I stay hiking in poly or something like that.
Yeah, man.
Walking around in the woods, you look up, you're like, oh, you know, people, they put the kind, you know, they put all the mechanical stuff on their face and they go, oh, look, I stay walking around in the red woods, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay, shoes then. Go walk. I go walking. You go on the bike. Go.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on church on Monday.
Oh, you go to church on Monday?
No, I said I'm gonna go work out on Monday.
Work out on Monday. All right, Monday. Good job. Well, we're gonna go out to some music by Pearl Jam with their track Deep right here on the local show. This 90s rock return to work. Second day of the year. The second day. Back on it. All right, I'm out of here. Aloha, Maui. Chihu.
Anywhere you go, Maui Stream for Maui lovers. An all-new mobile app for your phone. Watch Maui's community channels live in HD. Find your favorite programs with custom playlists. Submit your own videos. Listen to KAKU 88.5, a